This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week we're in the second message of an 8-week series on the word believe. Today we talk about a word that's in our text called command. This is his command, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Those are the words of the Apostle John. I found out the word command can mean injunction. Well, that has a whole legal connotation with people that the word command doesn't. An injunction means a judicial process or order requiring the person to whom it is directed to do a particular act or to refrain from doing a particular act. It's a order from a judge, and that's the word that the Apostle John uses. This is the injunction, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Let's continue with this second message in an 8-week series on the word believe. All the other stuff, all the other religious aspects of Christianity don't matter if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be. I'm always interested in words, and I wanted to know what the word command means in that verse 23. I think we have something to bring up for that. The word command means injunction as a court order. I don't know if any of you have ever been involved in any legal skirmishes or whatever, and a judge issues an injunction. An injunction is a court order that's signed by a judge, and the order is this: it's to be carried out. It's an injunction by the judge. That's part of the meaning of the word command. And it's as if John said, here's the injunction signed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the judge of all judges. Simply this: to believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and then to love one another. And I want to suggest to you that everything in your Christian life flows out of your belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and everything flows out of your love for other people. It really is that basic. It really is that simple. Ben Patterson is an author who believes that there's a point in life as we get older. He describes it in this way: when your capillaries harden and your joints have failed, life reduces you to your raw essence, which is a fancy way of saying this: whatever you were in the beginning really becomes defined at near the end of your life. Now, here's a very personal question just for you, not for your spouse, not for the person sitting next to you. When life reduces you to your essence, whether that's next Tuesday or 5 years from now or 10 years from now or 20, 30 years from now, what will life reduce you to? What will be the raw essence of who you are and what you are? I want to suggest from this text in 1 John 3 that hopefully something exhibits, something demonstrates, something manifests that you're a man or woman who believes that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, and you happen to love other people. Why? Because this is the command. This is the command of God, that we believe in his son, in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commanded. God's injunction is for us to do two things: to believe in the name of his son and to love others. When we do both, God's spirit lives in us. That's interesting. God says, when you do these things, not only do you live in me, I live in you, which I find incredible. What does that mean, that I live in God and God lives in me? It means we're one. I think that's what it means. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, I didn't say that. Does it mean you're perfect? No. But when we love God, we love other people, we believe in his son according to John, according to the word of God, God not only lives in us, we live in him. And there's a oneness that develops. And how do we know it? Because of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives in us.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.